It's time for High Plains Public Radio's weekly program, Growing on the High Plains. Here's Skip.
Some years back, I finally gave up on trying to grow fruits and flowers that were never meant to survive our somewhat demanding climate. Instead, I began to cultivate a desire for growing things that had a fighting chance of making it against wind, dryness, heat, and cold. Though it's taken a while to get things going in that direction, I'm finally beginning to see some positive results, and portions of our place are starting to look a bit like the prairie it once was. I know what this image should be, because whenever possible I pay a visit to a wonderful place to the east of us called the Dick Arboretum of the Plains. Land for the Arboretum was a gift to the Heston, Kansas community, about 45 miles north of Wichita, from Harold and Elva May Dick. The first tree was planted in 1981 on 13 acres that comprise the current gardens, which now are home to more than 600 varieties of native and adaptable trees, shrubs, wildflowers, and grasses. An adjacent 16 acres has been developed into a prairie recreation, seeded from remnant prairies native to south-central Kansas. And a future project is underway to create a horticultural and utility building that will house an educational prairie discovery lab. A visit to this wonderful place always seems to clear my head and calm my senses, with its easy access walkways, well-marked plant identifications, and a series of clay forms attached to historic hedge posts called Voices of the Prairie. The ceramic tablets display quotes from prairie writers and remind visitors of the connections between man and nature. My favorite in this series is a quote from Kathleen Norris that says, "Maybe seeing the plains is like seeing an icon. What seems stern and almost empty is merely open, a door into some simple and holy state." A visitor opening a door onto the Dick Arboretum will be met with many special points of interest, including a wildflower garden, a birdwatching area, a lake stocked with a variety of aquatic species, a prairie meadow, and a xeriscape garden. The design of the Arboretum is well thought out to give visitors a chance to explore on their own, with gentle guidance and a bit of information available when needed. One of the neatest things about the Dick Arboretum is the fact that it incorporates so much of the community into its daily operations. Taking a cue from early day ecologist Aldo Leopold, who said, "When we see land as a community to which we belong, we begin to use it with love and respect." The Arboretum is located adjacent to a retirement community and one block from the Heston College campus. Thus, the site is very accessible to both younger and older visitors on a daily basis. Classes, lectures, and seminars are offered year-round, as well as landscaping information and assistance from native plant experts that make up much of the staff. Though the music of the prairie wind is a common accompaniment at the Arboretum, an annual concert series features nationally known musicians. Weddings and special occasions are often celebrated on the meadows or in the new prairie pavilion. And there are two seasonal plant sales for all who would like to bring a bit of the prairie to their own gardens. In fact, the fall sale is right around the corner on the weekend of September 8th. Of course, both near and far away visitors can always get a look at what's going and growing at Dick Arboretum by going to their website, dyckarboretum.org.
Growing on the High Plains is a production of High Plains Public Radio. It's written and narrated by Skip Mancini, and it's produced by Brian Burrell. To hear more Growing on the High Plains, visit hppr.org.